Take my heart and love through me. Take my lips and speak through me your words to teach and touch our hearts, that we may glorify you in our lives, for Jesus Christ's sake. Amen. As Stephen said, the theme for today is the baptism of Jesus Christ. Well, after about 400 years without prophetic voice in Israel, suddenly John the Baptist emerged onto the scene, preaching a pithy message and warning people to prepare themselves for the imminent arrival of the Messiah. John is the one of whom the prophet Isaiah, about 700 years earlier, had spoken, a voice of one calling in the desert, "Prepare the way of the Lord, make straight paths for him." People, both local and from Jerusalem and from all around Judea, came out to see this prophet in his strange clothing, and confessing their sins, were baptized by him. "I baptize you with water for repentance," said John. And Mark adds here, "for the forgiveness of sins." So John was introducing a new context for an old practice, cleansing from a life pattern of sin. Also, John's baptism was different from our experience of baptism, because basically the people dunked themselves. Baptism by John is not to be confused with Christian baptism, that both of them, of course, use water. Where John's baptism symbolized only the washing away of filth of sin, Christian baptism symbolizes a sharing in the death and the resurrection of Jesus Christ. And as John warned the Pharisees and the Sadducees who were there in the crowd, so the same warning applies in Christian baptism. The water is not a charm. Nothing short of genuine commitment will do. Any casual approach to baptism renders it meaningless. And so, that's just an outline of the baptism by John. We come to the baptism of Jesus himself. And as we've seen, John was the herald proclaiming the Messiah. "After me," he said, "will come one who is more powerful than I, whose sandals I am not fit to carry." And just as Zechariah, John's father, had said when baby John was being named in what we know as the Benedictus, he said, "Praise be to the Lord, the God of Israel, because he has come and has redeemed his people. He has raised up a horn of salvation for us in the house of his servant David." And then we hear, Jesus came from Galilee to the Jordan to be baptized by John. Well, until then, Jesus' home had been in Nazareth, living in the house of his mother with his brothers and sisters. So this was Jesus' first public appearance, or first step, rather, towards his ministry. When Jesus came forward for baptism, John was horrified. Shocked is probably a better word. Working on the principle outlined for us in Hebrews chapter 7, verse 7, that the lesser person is blessed by the greater, John said, "I need to be baptized by you, and do you come to me?" Well, John had clearly learned from his mother and his father, and of course from the Holy Scriptures, who and what Jesus was. And Jesus responded, "Let it be so for now. It is proper for us to do this, to fulfill all righteousness." And then John consented. But all this raises a big question. Why did Jesus need to be baptized? How could baptism, his baptism, fulfill all righteousness? After all, Jesus said, "Can any of you prove me guilty of sin?" And Paul described Jesus as him who had no sin. And the writer to the Hebrews described him as being without sin. So, Jesus had no sin to be washed away. So why was he baptized? Well, one answer is that although he was himself without sin, by being baptized, Jesus was identifying with frail human beings in all their sin and all their failures. In other words, the very people with whom he would be mixing and to whom he would be ministering. Now that's significant, because in fact, Jesus did have sin, not his own, but ours. Remember Isaiah's words in chapter 53. We all, like sheep, have gone astray. Each of us has turned to his own way. The Lord has laid on him the iniquity of us all. Has laid on him the iniquity of us. And so Jesus revealed himself as our sin bearer, who bare the penalty for our sin. Another reason, the book of Exodus describes Aaron and his sons being washed with water before taking up office as priests. And I understand that this was extended to all of Aaron's descendants before they took up office. And so Jesus, who is our great high priest, again, Hebrews chapter 4, began his ministry. Before he began his ministry, he came into the world, was baptized. Start again. Jesus, our great high priest, before beginning his ministry, came into the world and was baptized, in other words, washed in water, and was consecrated to God, as shown by what follows. And then a third possible reason may be that by being baptized by John, Jesus validated John's baptizing. Had Jesus fought shy of his destiny, there would have been no cross, no resurrection, no ascension, no reconciliation between God and man. But of course, Jesus did not fight shy, and so John's baptism, preparing for his arrival, was validated. And it was a unique baptism. There's never been another baptism like it since, or there wasn't one before. The baptism of John is different from every other baptism. All three persons of the Holy Trinity are involved in a unique way. Jesus, the only begotten Son of God, was the one who would be baptized, and for all the reasons stated above. But the very moment he emerged from the water of baptism, the heaven was opened, and he saw the Spirit of God descending like a dove and alighting on him. The heavens only opened for special purposes, only for very special purposes is the veil drawn back, which shuts heaven from our view. For instance, in Ezekiel, it was open for Ezekiel in exile in Babylon. It was open for Peter in the occasion of the great sheet coming down from heaven with the unclean animals in it in Acts chapter 10. And it was open for John in Revelation chapter 4 on the island of Patmos. this occasion, Jesus' baptism, Jesus saw the Holy Spirit of God descending like a dove and alighting on him to equip Jesus for his ministry right through to the cross, which is why the Holy Spirit is so often symbolized by a dove. God the Father spoke from heaven, "This is my Son whom I love, with him I am well pleased." So we have Jesus being baptized, the heaven opened and the Holy Spirit descending upon him like a dove, and God the Father speaking from heaven. And so we're fulfilled the words of the prophet Isaiah in our first reading this morning. It began, "Here is my servant whom I uphold, my chosen one in whom I delight. I will put my spirit on him, and he will bring justice to the nations." And later on in the same passage, "I have called you in righteousness.